We're talking this morning about sleep deprivation and either tactics or techniques, or there's times you've been really sleep deprived, and how do you stay awake? Because I spent, you know, the last 2 hours of my of the 24 hours that I was up driving toward KC. Not a thing I would recommend, you know, especially once you start getting into the city. Like, I'm going to my friend's house, and I'm like, there's like five cop cars that people pulled over, like, on the highway. An ambulance comes through at one point. The highway goes down to one lane at one point. I'm freaking out. I'm all hopped up on caffeine. So there's got to be a better way. What do you have for us?
I was in labor with my second child, and they left me in labor for 50 hours.
Oh, really?
Yes, 50 hours. And I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't eat, and I was crying the whole time. I was completely miserable. So I guess if you want to stay up for a long, long time, go into labor.
Get pregnant.
I was completely mad and pissed off, and to this day, I hate Irwin Army Hospital. So
they didn't give you did they give you something to help you stay awake, or what?
No, they didn't give me anything. They gave me some, what did they give me? They gave me something that they weren't supposed to get. I think they gave me codeine, and they weren't supposed to give me that. And they're like, oh, whoops. Sorry, gave you codeine. Oh, whoops. And then they were like, well, we really can't give you anything. They're like, well, we do a C-section, but it's the weekend. And I'm like, hello, I'm in labor here. I don't care if it's the weekend. Get a doctor in here and do a C-section.
Oh,
and they didn't help me or anything until Monday morning.
And how'd they help you?
Well, they finally did the C-section.
Really?
Monday morning. Yeah.
Wow.
I went into labor on Saturday, and I was in labor until Monday morning. And let me tell you, by the time I got to the hospital for the C-section, I was not in a good mood at all.
So did you have a second kid ever after that?
That was my second.
That was your second?
Yeah, that was my second, yeah.
Wow. So did that discourage you from having any more kids?
Yes, it did.
You haven't had one since, huh?
No, I have my two boys, and that's it.
No younger brother or sister for you guys. Sorry. If you'd have been there, you'd know.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, mommy is done now, so.
I bet. Hey, thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
The times you've had to stay awake, or the techniques that you've done to do them, you have one for us?
When I was in Iraq, we would, you know, stay up real long hours, you know, on missions and stuff. If I got really, really tired, I'd take, like, a bullet, and I'd open it up, and I'd do a line of gunpowder.
Yeah? And then you, like, take a match to it and blow it up, or...?
No, you snort it.
Are you being serious, dude, or are you just messing with me?
You do a little bit, just a little bit. You can do it, you can mix it with cocaine, too. I haven't done that, but you can do a little bit, and it'll just wake you up a lot. It'll give you a headache later, but it'll wake you up.
So is that an Army-endorsed idea?
Well, yeah, one of my sergeants told me about it.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Help me stay awake.
Wow, I don't know if I don't have any loose bullets when I'm driving, but maybe I should consider that. Just keep some in the console there.
Yeah, carry some with you. They're good.
Thanks for calling, man.
It's a lot cheaper than Red Bull, and it acts a lot faster.
Okay. If you don't want to deal with a Red Bull to go in.
I can't believe you don't carry bullets whenever you drive.
Put some explosive up your nose. You got a way to stay awake for us?
Yeah. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of BS calls about what people used to do while they were in Iraq. But when I was in Iraq, and I'd have to stay awake on the gun to pull security in the Humvee. Like, if I started feeling drowsy, I'd just reach up into the old nose and pull out a nose hair.
Pull out a nose hair?
Yeah, and if like, it got to the point where, like, I couldn't find any nose hair, so I'd reach down to the bottom of the old man bag and cut off the hair off the back.